Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We got some text questions about trusts, which is not normal. So you've excited people about trusts, which is amazing. So
I'm all up because Pat Sajak had his last show last night.
I know.
Night, so
I know.
My game's on.
You're still depressed. It's between you and Ryan Seacrest to replace Pat Sajak. My money's on Ryan.
And my money's on Dave.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I'll take them. I'll take that bet right now. Three, because they've already announced that Ryan Seacrest will be
after the summer. We have summer reruns.
Yeah. And something could happen to Pat, to Ryan Seacrest. So if you see David Schluter walking down the stairs behind you, Ryan Seacrest, you might want to take the elevator. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. From 773, Dave. If I have a trust and change my beneficiaries, you're going to take the next one.
For sure.
If I have a trust and change my beneficiaries from my kids, 50%, wife, 50%, to all of my wife, 100%, do I need to change the trust? Mostly insurance policies. You did the trust, by the way.
So if he titled them as the beneficiary of the trust, yes, they will follow the latest version of whatever we've done. There's only one article of the trust that you have to fool with this. It's not expensive at all. But if you went ahead and put with the insurance company, wife first and then the kids, and didn't fund it through your trust, then they need to get a form from you. But yes, it's possible. All of the trusts that I do are revocable trusts, meaning you can change it until you no longer are alive.
All right. Sarah, you've got one down there from the 815.
Yep. Moved from Illinois to Wisconsin, planned on updating our will to our new address. Saw a financial advisor who told us we do not need a lawyer or a will. Just set everything up, transfer upon death. What does Dave think?
I think what they should do, since my malpractice carrier makes me sign every November 1st, that I don't do any out-of-state work or they'll drop me, is to find a local lawyer, bring in your stuff, and just say, this is what my advisor is saying. Are they correct? I don't think you should ever give up an estate plan just in case some asset is out there that you haven't done pay on death. So I do disagree with that person. And also the medical powers of attorney and financial powers of attorney while you're alive definitely should be approved by a Wisconsin lawyer. They'll look at our Illinois one and they'll say, yeah, it meets our requirements, but you never want to be in an ER trying to treat your wife or your one of your kids with a power of attorney and they go, oh, yours doesn't cut it. And then you're going to a $5,000 guardianship that you could have done for $150 with a new POA.
Frank, you had a question for Dave?
Oh, no, just a statement. And if you have a financial advisor giving you that kind of advice, please find a new financial advisor.
Right.
Right. I'm just going to say that, you know, you're not throwing them under the bus, but the issue is get somebody there for a consultation, even if they charge you a few hundred dollars for Wisconsin's interpretation. But, yeah, it happens every day. We have people who, you know, get second opinions, and it's all part of the mix. And, you know, as Dave would say, sometimes staying in the lane is the best. I would never tell anybody where to invest their money, for example.
All right. So we've had a situation here from a listener called you. Ready? Power of attorney for financial matters for her mom, who is a widow. Okay, her mom is going to be putting her house up for sale, and the power of attorney is already in effect, but she is still active and healthy. Does she need to be involved in the listing of the home and eventual signing of the closing documents, or can the mother do it since the mother is of the right state of mind and body?
Yeah, if the mother's doing fine, the daughter can relax. Don't throw out the document because something could happen on a later transaction. But the issue is the realtor can meet. Sarah comes to take the listing or they do DocuSign. If mom's still there, the power of attorney's active, but if the person is not necessarily needing that help, yes, they can sign their own closing documents, pick up their own proceeds check, work with me on the correspondence, and you can help, but you're not going to have the obligation to attend closing or be docu-signing for Chase Banks, Riders, or whatever.
So mom's got all of her mental acuity. She's fine. And the daughter can't step in and say, I don't want you to sell a home. I've got power of attorney.
The Power of Attorney Act is more on to things that people do every day to people than you wouldn't believe. They figured out everything in the statute. So the number one principle is if you are an agent and you are named, you can only do what's in the best interest and desires of the person who assigned you. So putting your name on a CD with mom, using your private attorney, presume fraud. When I started out, the needle was the other way in Illinois. It was that mom must have wanted to do that as a gift, but there was enough crap going on where people were manipulating seniors.
Sure.
Now it's presumed. If you benefited in any way financial, you have to prove the negative that you were being honest. And it all lights up when the person dies.
Sure.
Because the sisters go, where's the other 100 grand? Mm. So it's a wonderful law that it makes you on the defensive that the action you're taking is presumed fraud if you benefited.
Just to keep you from doing what's right.
Right.
Correct. 30 seconds before the break. We got to hit the break on time because I'm being very cautious about that.
You're an A-plus student.
So far, I'm 1 for 3 today. So if you, what percentage of your business, I found this fascinating at lunch, what percent of breakfast, what percentage of your business has a mortgage and are doing cash?
Half.
Whew.
Half cash, which was never that way.
Right.
You're crazy.
The money's coming out from the sidelines and the generation passing on to the next generation is happening, our age people. And it changes how we do it, but you still got to have to work hard. But cash.
And plus, you're making a ton of money on the sale.
Yeah. Half for cash.
Half for cash.
Right.
Yeah.
Wild.
I want to thank you, half of those, that 50%. My kids needed braces and they're going to have screwed up teeth the rest of their lives. It's very nice. Dave, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
Sure. 630-285-5300. And I'm announcing also I have the domain WGNattorney.com. How about that?
There it is. That's a great one.